Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#. Available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434#. Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
To the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Faweza is commemorating 30 years of unwavering commitment to advancing girls' education. Two workers beaten to death in Mukushi, suspect still free. In global news, World Government Summit 2026 in Dubai focuses on the future. And in sports, Zambia under 20 girls off to Kampala. And other news in detail. The Forum for African Educationalists in Zambia, Faweza, is commemorating 30 years, three decades of unwavering commitment to advancing girls' education and promoting gender equality within Zambia's education system. Speaking at the commemoration, Faweza Executive Director Constant Kanchele has highlighted the significant progress the forum has made in the country in attaining gender parity in enrollment at grade 1 and primary school level, with girls now demonstrating higher completion rates, improved academic performance, and increased participation in STEM fields. Mr. Kanchele has also noted the significant role the forum has played in policy influence, legislation, and advocacy, highlighting their contribution to the re-entry policy, which allows adolescent mothers to return to school.
Also actively contributed to the development and review of key national policies and laws, including the Education Act, national gender policies, the Anti-Gender-Based Violence Act of 2011, education and early childhood education policies, the adult literacy policy, national development plan, and the free education policy. In advancing education access, retention and completion, Faweza has supported tens of thousands of learners over the years. More than 86,000 scholarships and bursaries have been awarded to vulnerable girls and boys.
And Mr. Akanchele has added that beyond academics, Faweza has invested in building self-confident and resilient learners through self-clubs, safe spaces, boys' forums, and national mentorship initiatives such as Building Bridges programs, where more than 43,000 learners have been mentored in life skills, leadership, HIV prevention, and positive masculinity.
In partnership with Fawe Africa, the Mastercard Foundation and government, Faweza launched a STEM GCE building bridging program and is supporting 1,550 young people with TVET bursaries in STEM fields between 2024 and 2030. These efforts have been strengthened by the training of over 1,200 teachers in gender-responsive pedagogy to ensure inclusive and supportive learning environment. To further improve learning outcomes and education quality, Faweza established remedial learning centers across all provinces, introduced mobile libraries that have reached more than 9,000 learners, and rolled out reading circles and the Dreams Girls Read initiatives in Lusaka and Copperbelt provinces.
And one of the alumni of Faweza School Empowerment Program, Esther Mwanza, has explained how Faweza supported her through primary and tertiary education and helped her get out of poverty.
Started sponsoring me from Kavlonga Girls because at the time my mom, who was working as a maid, could not afford to pay for my school fees in grade 12 and examination fees. So she is the one that actually went to approach Faweza. Faweza took me on from secondary school. I passed with very good grades. They were impressed. And then they took me to Vitas where I did my SCTF role. Through those works, I've been able to achieve a lot of things, like property-wise. I have done flats. I have cars. Basically, my life that was surrounded by poverty has been transformed immensely.
The Norwegian investment fund Norfund has commended Copperbelt Energy Corporation CEC for its proactive role in addressing Zambia's ongoing power challenges, marking significant progress in renewable energy and infrastructure development. During a tour of the Itimpi bankrupt power plant and Fitula solar plant, Norfund Executive Vice President Mark Davis described CEC's efforts as remarkable progress in boosting the country's energy supply. Since his last visit, CEC has achieved significant milestones in renewable energy investment. Despite these achievements, Zambia's growing energy demands require further expansion of power generation capacity. The government of the Republic of Zambia and the United States government are expected to soon sign a memorandum of understanding on health assistance, marking a significant milestone in the two countries' long-standing partnership in the health sector. Ministry of Health Principal Public Relations Officer Spokesperson Georgia Mutale Chimombo says the proposed MOU outlines a performance-based co-financed partnership aimed at strengthening Zambia's health system while supporting the country's transition towards self-reliance by 2030, and central to the collaboration is a shared commitment to sustaining essential health services, strengthening national systems, and ensuring that health gains made over the years are protected and expanded. Ms. Chimombo says under the proposed agreement, the partnership is expected to sustain and expand access to essential health services, including HIV, tuberculosis, malaria, and maternal and child health services. She says it will also enhance disease surveillance, laboratory capacity, and health data system, while progressively transitioning key health system functions such as supply chains, health workforce management, and digital systems to full GRZ ownership by 2030. She further says increased domestic financing for health is expected to underpin long-term sustainability. The principal public relations officer says the MOU is expected to also strengthen Zambia's capacity to detect, prevent, and respond to disease outbreaks through improved surveillance systems, the training of over 100 field epidemiologists, and strengthened rapid response mechanisms. Now, President Hage Geingob has announced government's plans to introduce provincial economies driven by energy, emphasizing power's role in supporting key sectors like farming, manufacturing, mining, and small businesses. Speaking in a statement, Ministry of Information and Media Director spokesperson Henry Kapata says the 2024 drought prompted a shift towards solar, thermal energy, and regional interconnectors to ensure energy security. He says the Continental Energy and Infrastructure Investment Forum aims to turn energy plans into working projects, driving growth across the country.
Zambia is hosting the Continental Energy and Infrastructure Investment Forum at a moment when the country is reshaping how it produces, manages, and secures power. The forum brings together African governments, investors, developers, and financiers to move energy and infrastructure projects from discussion to delivery with a focus on power generation, transmission, diversification, and financing.